This weekend in Scotland, there are plans to run a different kind of yoga workshop. The 90-minute event will take place this coming Sunday, that's the 26th of November, in the town of Larbert, and will take place entirely in the dark. It's all part of a drive to support RNIB Scotland and to highlight how important it is for everyone to go for regular eye checkups. The driving force behind the weekend event is Ruth Steele, and I'm delighted to say she joins us now to chat about it. Ruth, first and foremost, thank you very much for joining us. There's a very personal motive for you as regards this event. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I can. There was actually a rare form of cancer that my mum had, and it started behind her left eye. And after her therapy, she had radiotherapy to target the tumour, and she had several side effects, sadly one of those being that she lost her sight in one of her eyes. And we were all amazed how drastically that changed everything. You know, she was kind of bumped and bruised all over from just bumping into everything, and she actually nearly fell down the stairs one day when she was really trying to adjust. So she really needed our help at that time, when even just the simplest task became a real challenge for her, bless her.
Had you known anything about sight loss or its effects beforehand, Ruth? Had it affected any other members of your family?
It hadn't really. I mean, my granddad has had cataracts and that kind of thing, so he's told us before about his struggles. But to be honest, I've never really had enough awareness about it. And I'm glad that I'm doing this now, and I've been reading more on the RNIB website to see all the fantastic work that they do, because I definitely think that there's room for all of us to have a little bit more awareness to help those living with partial sight and blindness, and just the different spectrums of the levels of sight that people can have, I think most of us aren't aware about. So I'm really glad that we're all starting to become more aware about it, so that we can lend help where we need to.
Well, it's certainly something every day that RNIB and indeed the radio station talks about. What was the emotions as regards your family when your mum was actually going through the sight loss, Ruth? Can you tell us about that?
I think we definitely sensed her sense of fear, and something I've noticed myself since I've been putting this workshop together, as soon as you put on the eye mask and you lose your sight, there really is a sense of vulnerability and fear, because every little movement you make, I mean, mostly we'll be doing meditation and a few postures, but even just to think about walking down the street without your sight, that brings so much fear and vulnerability when it's something you're not used to. It really is kind of just retraining all your other senses to become stronger, and kind of retraining everything as you once knew it, I guess. Yeah, it's really challenging.
Yeah, it certainly sounds really challenging. So there is a yoga in the dark workshop, and as you're saying, the eye mask will be out when it actually starts. Can I ask you a kind of double question, if you like? What do you hope to get out of this actual workshop, and what do you hope others are going to get out of it as well?
I hope that, as I said, that we all have an increased awareness of the things that other people are going through, and I guess a bit of increased empathy towards them. For myself, I know that there's a lot that this will be a great challenge for me teaching-wise, because I have to be so much more descriptive with every little thing that I say. You forget how much people rely on each other in a yoga class, even though it's one of the principles of yoga to have less ego and that kind of thing. It's so tempting to just look at the person next to you and see what they're doing. And as soon as you don't have your sight and you can't do that, you have to really listen to your own body and trust your own instincts. So I think that everyone will definitely learn not only to strengthen their own senses and trust their own instincts, but then to be able to put themselves in a position where they're more considerate towards others. So, yeah, I think there's a lot to be learned.
I must admit, if I was actually taking part in the class, not only would I have a great deal of difficulty, but I would certainly have to look at the person next to me to see the kind of position they were in as well, and hopefully I could maybe follow that.
Well, hopefully I'll give enough accurate description that people will feel comfortable just finding their own way with their sleep mask on, and I'm sure we'll get there. It'll be great.
I'm sure you will. Ruth obviously wants to help get RNIB Scotland's message out about eye checkups, which are free in Scotland for everyone. These can detect the first signs of a range of health problems, not just visual impairment. And as part of its ongoing drive, as part of the event that Ruth is holding, RNIB Scotland is inviting people to hold any kind of in-the-dark event, including dining, dating, wine tasting and comedy as other themes. And once registered with RNIB, as Ruth is, You'll be able to access free downloadable fundraising materials and even order blindfolds. The key message will be that being blind doesn't always mean living in total darkness. 93% of the people in the UK who are registered as blind or partially sighted can actually see something. So, Ruth, we wish you well for the event that's taking place this weekend. Just remind us where and when the yoga workshop goes ahead.
Thanks so much. Yes, so it's this Sunday at 1 until 2:30, and it's at the LV Dance Academy in Larbert.
Well, as we say, we hope it goes well. Ruth Steele, thank you very much for promoting RNIB and indeed sharing your story with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much. I hope you have a great day.